This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Today's shiur is sponsored on behalf of Daily Giving, which is an amazing organization where you could contribute $1 a day toward tzedakah, which is distributed to a variety of different tzedakahs. And this way, every day of one's life, one ensures is connected to the great mitzvah of tzedakah. One is generously giving toward such a wide variety of various tzedakahs. And as Rosh Hashanah is approaching, it is an easy way to be moisif another 365 mitzvahs to one's cheshbon. This week's Divrei Torah sheets, please go to rabbidg.com and it will be available to you, the Elevate Your Shabbos Table sheet, as well as the Divrei Torah from the Ben La'ashri, the Tzaddik of Ranana, where you could subscribe free and receive these Divrei Torah weekly. I want to share with you a thought from the Sefer Yesod Yisrael from Harav Binyamin Luban, Rosh Shiva of Yeshiva Taras Chaim in Miami, who was a Rosh Shiva of mine when I was in Eretz Yisrael. He's the author of Chidushei Halev al HaTorah. And he quotes the Arachaim HaKadosh on the opening of this week's parsha. Re'ei Anoichi Noisein Lefneichem Hayoim Bracha Uklala. Now, if you look in the Sefer Torah, there are no Ta'amei HaMikra in the Sefer Torah. So the words Re'ei, literally see, Anoichi Noisein Lefneichem Hayoim, I place before you today, Bracha Uklala. However, it could also be read as follows, says the Arachaim HaKadosh. Re'ei, see Klal Yisrael, Anoichi, look at me. Meaning, Tistaklu alai. I'm a Talmud Chacham. I'm a God of a Torah. I'm a Yirei Shamay. And Moshe was telling Klal Yisrael, look at me and be like that. Don't be satisfied for mediocrity. Don't be satisfied being average or even being very good or even being great. Shoot for the stars. Every Jew should look at a Moshe Rabbeinu and say, if he could do it, then I could also do it and should do it and strive to do it. Re'ei Anoichi, says Moshe. Just look at me. Every Jew could be a tzaddik like Moshe. And Rabbi Luban wrote this Sefer Yesod Yisrael as Divrei Musar Midos Toivos for young children. And halavai, we should apply this Musar to ourselves. And he tells the anecdote about this little boy who the Rebbe says, at the end of the year, there's going to be a year-wide test, and the boy who gets the highest mark is going to get a prize. And this little boy, Tzvi, he was the smartest in the class. He had this clinched. And his father said, look, you know, we're going to review every night for this test. You're going to ace the test so you could try to get the prize. And Tzvi said, I don't need to review every night. I'm going to get the prize anyway. I'm the smartest in the class, and I don't need to put in that extra work. And the father said, no. You don't only have to review to get the best mark in your class. It's not enough to get the best mark in your class. You have to strive for a godless. If somebody wants to be a gadol b'Torah, or as great as they possibly could be, one cannot say, well, I'm already, I'm the best in my class, or I'm the best in my shul, or I'm the best on the table in my shul, or the best of my little chevra. No, that's not enough. One always has to demand from themselves excellence and striving for even higher and higher. Re'ei Anoichi Noisein Lefneichem Hayoim Bracha Klala. Re'ei Anoichi, says Moshe, look at me and emulate my ways. Every Jew could be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.